But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, college football playoff talk, man. And I honestly, I've been, I don't want to say taken aback, but the amount of people that have already started with the 2025 tweaks out there on social media. I know you have your ear to the ground, bro. It's not something that I expected to see this early. And it's something that I think that, you know, that will eventually happen. But I know they had a meeting at the Signia this past weekend. Before we get any changes, though. Was it a success?
Well, what do you? I guess for me, it's what you define the playoff as successful. Was it not designed to allow teams that didn't win their conference a chance to play in it? Remember, we always get teams that, you know, the whole best team thing. Because remember when we first came in, remember at the beginning of the season, I asked Rusty. Or I asked somebody, I thought it was Rusty, it was somebody we had on, I said, who's the best, is Georgia got the best roster in college football? And he said, well,
it was Rusty.
He said, it's hard to say the best, but it's definitely between them and Ohio State. And who won the college football playoff? Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they had the best roster. So I think based on what it was supposed to do, which proved that there needs to be more than four teams every year, because Ohio State's left out in the old model.
Yeah, of course.
It's Georgia, it's Oregon. It would probably have been.
It's
Texas.
Hard to say. It's really hard.
And Notre Dame, but something like that. I think Ohio State is out.
I think Texas still gets in after losing the SEC title. It's hard to say that last year.
I think that it was between them and Ohio State, and they played in the SEC title game. So I think they would have had. I think they might have had a leg to stand on. But I think Ohio State might have been left out.
It would have been hard to leave out SMU. I think so.
No, they lost in their conference title game too. Why are they more deserving than Texas?
They had a regular season loss.
They did. They had one.
Who was it?
BYU. They lost to BYU. So I think Texas would have went in. So in that point, Ohio State probably wouldn't have been in the old system, and they ended up dominating the entire playoff. They didn't. No one even came close to them. I mean, Texas came the closest, still lost by 14. So I think it worked in that thought process. Yeah, it worked. Did you get the two best teams? I don't know. Did you? Do you think you got the two best teams?
Well, no.
But, see, that's my problem.
It's hard for me to say that when neither one of them in the national title game was a conference champion.
Well, then who are the two best team? Because Oregon lost by 30 to Ohio State on a neutral field.
Sure.
Georgia lost to Notre Dame by, was it almost 10, I think?
What you had in this instance as well is what you had is 2017. It reminds you of 2017 Bama. Remember when Bama lost to Auburn in 2017, and Auburn plays Georgia, and then Bama gets in as a 4 seed and ends up making the national title and everything else going on. That's essentially what happened to Ohio State.
Auburn beat Georgia that year too, didn't they?
Yeah, they beat Georgia as well. Yeah, you're right. So both of those teams ended up that were in the national championship game ended up taking a loss to Auburn and rivals of both Auburn. So I guess the question moving forward, though, and this is what keeps popping up on social media, do you need to add teams or take teams away, which I don't think they need to. I think it's fine right there at 12. And what is the future of conference title games? And I've always been a massive proponent of conference title games. I played in two SEC title games myself. But it does feel like these title games might have kind of jumped the shark a little bit.
It's just more proof that 12 teams is too many, I think. I think 8 teams and then the conference title games don't seem so crazy. It's also more proof why Notre Dame will never join a conference.
Oh, I agree.
They don't need to.
That ship has sailed.
They got
not
the TV deal. They get a bye week. And you can say, well, they didn't have a bye in the playoff. Yeah, they didn't, but they did. Because the teams that got a bye week played the same. Ohio State's the only – Ohio State and Notre Dame, they didn't play – you know, they played the same amount of games that Georgia would have played if Georgia would have played for the title game.
Right.
They just played theirs in the playoff game.
Yeah.
Their first round. And that worked out better because guess what? They got home games.
Yeah, and I think the – I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong. The conversation moving forward is going to be – for 2025 at least, it's going to be about seeding for conference champions. Am I right? Like, that's probably what the conversation is when you talk about the immediate future. I don't think you're going down to 10 or 8. Like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Well,
once you've gone to 12, you can't go backwards.
You're locked in to 12 for a couple more years, and then they'll go to 16 because they're gonna see dollar signs. They're not
exactly right.
They're not going to care about the quality of the product. It's just going to be, well, look at the money we can make off of
it. Which stinks because by the time you start seeing less money, the quality is already gone. Like, you can't go backwards on that one.
I also don't buy into this argument that you need more, that you need to either have more teams or make all games neutral site to make bowl games more interesting. I'm going to tell you something. The bowls that were used were the ones you were watching anyways, majority of. I mean, the guy that says he needs the Gasparilla Bowl to host a college football playoff game so he watches it. It's the most ridiculous comment ever because that's why you're going to watch the Gasparilla Bowl.
Well, and here's what
that's
a lot of people.
You weren't watching it before the playoff.
And here's the thing. People don't understand this aspect of it. Live sports on television rules all. Like, it rules all. This is why you have so much money behind, like, a TGL. This is why you have ridiculous bowl games, because when you have something that's live on television over a Christmas break, everybody is going to tune into it. It's going to rule all. People are going to watch live sporting events above all else. That's why you have Amazon, Netflix, all the above trying to get in on the live sports, because everybody's watching it. Doesn't matter how good Breaking Bad is on rerun. People want to watch live sports together. They want to be a part of that community on the socials that's tweeting back and forth about how bad the referees are or about how bad clock management is.
Well, that's my point. You're not going down to Tampa for the Gasparilla Bowl anymore because it's a playoff game than you would be. You can look at all of those neutral field sites that were the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and they had empty seats in them. They weren't packed out like they used to be. Because it's an in-game money game. It's so much money to pay to go to one of these games that you're going to pick and choose when you can go. You'd actually have a better chance of having fuller stadiums, having two rounds of home games for some of these teams than not.
Yeah.
You have to budget.
Let me ask you this before we go to the break. Do you think there would be anything cool? I mean, it would be cool, but do you think it would ever happen to where the teams that are the top four seeds would get to pick their opponents in the second round?
No, that's stupid. I don't like that.
You don't like that? Why not?
It's silly. What are we doing if you're picking your opponent? You do it. You either do it.
Well, they already don't get to host a home playoff game. If you change up the seeding for conference champions or whatever, the people that are locked in the top four, there's got to be. You got to add something to it.
I don't set a freaking system and stay with it. Stop.
Okay, but do they not already get to pick the bowl game they want to go to?
No,
or at least did in the past.
No, they went. They didn't, because why would Georgia have played in the Sugar Bowl over the Peach Bowl?
That's a good point.
Or the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why would they have done? In fact,
they used to, though.
You
right?
want to talk about that's they used to. That's where they screwed up.
Yeah.
Don't send Georgia to New Orleans and Texas to Atlanta. Send it Georgia to Atlanta and send, you know, Texas should be out there in New Orleans. Like that kind of stuff. That just sounds, this is so dumb.
Imagine,
that doesn't make any sense.
Imagine the top four seed get to pick their opponent, but then the team they were playing got to pick the location. Now
that,
we're talking.
That
now
is that is Harry high school crap.
I like
dumb.
It.
Dumb. No.
I like it.
No, no.
Well, you can't tell me I don't like it. I do like it.
I'm
I think
telling
it's
you,
cool.
I'm telling you, no, I don't want that.
Okay,
like,
that's fine.
Have it set where it, do it.
It's a moving goalpost anyways.
Well, and that's the problem. Stop changing. People want to get set in. The NFL has done it the same way. They just added a team. But for the most part, it's been done the same way, and it works.
All right, hold that thought. We got to get to break. I want to.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Continue that conversation later.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.